Hi, Mike. I'm not sure if you heard it. The computer said you have been kicked from this conference, and it abruptly ended our phone call.
Yeah, it did that, and then one of your team called me right 30 seconds, not even after that, and and I don't remember. It wasn't Tara. It was some other girl.
Got it. Yeah. It's because it's generated through the computer, because obviously we just did the voice verification and it is recorded through the computer. It gives us like 1 hour for the phone call. And I don't mind that we spent the hour. We got a lot of information your way. I got a lot of information from you that's going to help my client interview technician. You had a lot of questions that I was happy to answer. But most of the time they expect us to end the phone call within an hour, and it kicks us out abruptly at that 1 hour mark. So I apologize for that. The name on the card, is it Mike? Is it Michael? Any middle initial or the business name?
It's Michael R. Sampson.
Michael R. And that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
And you said Michael R. And the billing address is that address on Sylvester Road. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's your welcome email. And it's got our client support phone number, our hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, though, I would be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, hang on.
Sure. No problem. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, so the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Mike, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, as I mentioned, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or maybe the next business day if you happen to send that email after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Mr. Sampson, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but it typically takes only about a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. We can get you in at noon, if that works for you. If not, there is 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there's a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would any of those times work out for you today?
2 o'clock would be good.
2 o'clock. Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call should get to you right at or within a couple of minutes of 2 o'clock, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Our automated system will send you a reminder email at 1 o'clock, just to remind you that the call is scheduled at 2. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning. to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open unless I get a inbound call right before that, or unless I'm on a call that started a long time before that and I'm still on it, I should be able to say that quick hello to you. One other thing that I did want to do here, just to add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security on your account, is to set up a security question. Just a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us, Mike, and they say, I'm with Scrappy-Doo Excavating, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. Even more important, especially like a week or so from now when your website is live, if you start getting phone calls from someone that's not a potential customer, if they identify themselves as Google, even if they identify themselves as Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. I've got the same toll-free number. My extension is 746. They would also need to know the question and the answer. And if they don't know that information, if they can't give it to you basically right away, that would not be us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us, and they wouldn't even know that information. You wouldn't even have to ask. Just let them go. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and it clearly states that it bills once a month on the 11th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, Mr. Sampson, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mike, which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
City? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the answer?
Northampton.
Northampton, okay. So even our technician, when they call you back for your client interview, will know that information, okay? Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like our system actually sent you a couple of things. You did get their welcome email that has our client support information on there. I think most of the emails do. The welcome email has your login credentials. And again, this is for your tracking system. If you choose to access it, it will be live in a couple of days. If you try to log in before then, it might give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Again, the reports are easy to understand and they do update in almost real time. Your username is in our system already. You cannot change it, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It is simply the phone number we're speaking on with the area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So that, of course, makes your username 413-478-8144. It looks like we've made your password as easy as it can be as well. It is the internet, TheInternet, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password, make it even easier for you to remember. The other email that you got says photos needed for Google verification. Again, you don't have to send us everything, and it doesn't have to be right away, but we do want to make sure that we satisfy Google's requirement of making sure that you're an active, actual business in the local area, that you will provide those services and, of course, pick up the phone when people call you. So anything that you can send our way, any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you have one. Obviously, there's no physical workplace since you go to the customer. Google is usually fine with just a picture of your work vehicle parked in front of your home, you know, where you're not using it for work. Again, there's a link on your dashboard that you can use to send us that information. Our technician can walk you through any questions you might have with that. The one that I did want you to see, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you click on that one, it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Please click here. accept description terms.
Correct. If you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked. It goes to the written terms of experience, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it if you like. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything. But real quick, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone. We do want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, so of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website for you and also the Facebook ads. You'll see the line that goes across it, and below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder or signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign, and that's where you would want to type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there. So the M, R, and S would be capitalized, but only those letters. There's no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that field. You can copy it and paste it, but just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. Once you've got your name in that box, you'll see there's a orangish-colored longer box. It does say confirm signature. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to pop it sideways for that to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click the confirm signature box, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we are doing that website for you, that we waived your setup fee. It does allow us to release the verification process as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username or password or tries to take you to another screen. You do not need to log into your tracking system just yet. Our automated system thinks both that it's already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. You will, like I said, in the next day or so, receive by email and text notification that your tracking system is active. From that time on, you do have 24/7 access to it.
Okay, so back step a little bit. I got to confirm the signature, right?
Correct, yes. So click the two boxes and then get your name typed in or copy and pasted in the long box and then click the confirm signature box.
Okay, now it says welcome to Local Splash and user's name and password.
Perfect. Now, like I said, you don't have to go that next step. Our automated system is prompting you to log into your tracking system. Your tracking system will not be active until after we do your client interview. We do have that call scheduled for today at 2 o'clock. I'm going to send you that reminder email. Well, that is sent automatically through the system at 1 o'clock. What I meant to say is I'm sending you right now that calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, again, client interview in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Again, your phone number is your username. In any correspondence, Mike, to the support email, please include your phone number or username. It just makes it easy for us to access that information and forward it out to the right department. I know that our technician will most likely give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. That's to email the photos team directly, but you don't have to do that. Anything and everything can be sent to the support email. I'm also going to put in the notes that you don't really have photos for your work yet, and we're going to start with stock photos. But like I said, as we start sending you jobs, please, if you can, remember to take photos or even videos. We'll add that to your website for you. You don't have to worry about trying to do that on your own. Just email them out to us, and we'll add it to your website at no additional cost. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Above and beyond that, I really do appreciate your kindness, your patience. You made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that on every phone call, as you can probably imagine. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. But it's always nice to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly have been respectful. You do prefer Mike, right? Not Michael?
Yeah. That's what most everybody calls me, is Mike.
Okay, perfect. Everything officially went out to Michael, because that's how it was on the billing, but I've got it in the notes here that you do prefer Mike, and our technician will call you and address you as such. I do hope that I'm on that phone call as well, just to say a quick hello to you. Other than that, we'll be talking to you in that 2 o'clock hour. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and you have a great rest of the day.
Okay, and if I ever wanted to talk to somebody, it'll be you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I gave you my toll-free and the extension. It's the same toll-free. The extension is 746. I'm also going to send you a text message with that information on there, and also my email address. So you can respond by text. You can send me an email. You can give me a call. I am on the phone almost all the time. I mean, long phone calls with short breaks in between before the next phone call. If you do call me, it may go to my voicemail. I am almost always able to respond to a phone call within a half an hour. As you can see, we've been on the phone more than an hour. There are occasions where I might not be able to call you back right away. Within an hour is pretty typical. Emails I can respond to even faster. I can respond to an email while I'm on a phone call, but I'm going to send you right now my contact information with my email address on there as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mike. I'm excited for you. And boy, I tell you, you don't have to cancel Angie, but if it ends up that you don't need it, don't want it, and just know that you'll be better off without it, that makes me feel pretty good, because I know that that can cost a lot of money, and I know it's a lot of time, and as a young, small business, your time is money, and the last thing you want is to spend too much time or too much money on something that doesn't bring you work, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I called 2 leads already, and one's already got somebody. Well, I'm going to get charged $50 for that, and the other guy's right now, he's waiting for my estimate, so... If I don't get that job, there's another $50. And
yeah. It stings every time, you know, and it starts to add up quick, and sometimes it adds up too quick before the jobs start coming your way. So I think this is a much better option for you. Like I said, you don't have to cancel it. It's not going to conflict with what we do, but you may find that you don't need it. And in that case, you know, much better for you. Time and money can be saved by just getting calls directly to you, and this is exactly what we're going to get started on. That client interview is going to be a big part of getting things going here for you. And do, though, if you can, remember to start taking photos when we send you those jobs, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Take care, Mike. I'm going to send that text message out to you right now, and then, of course, we'll be calling you at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Take care, Mr. Sampson. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.